98 FM.
Oh yes, Phoenix 98 FM with me, Bob Simpson, on 123. And now we come to a part of the show I've been much looking forward to, a live performance from Paolo Morena, assisted by our very own fabulous Michelle Ward. But first, let's have a chat. Hi, Paolo. Hi, Michelle.
Hello.
Hello. How are you today?
Very well. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I know you're a very, very busy man. You were out gigging last night, weren't you?
Yeah, we were up in London last night at the Joint in King's Cross, doing a showcase.
Yeah.
Really good fun. Really lovely place to go and hang out. I sort of, Chrissy Hines stores gig gear there.
So you little name dropper, you.
I've got to. I went and rubbed myself up against the door where she stores her stuff. And I was like, yeah. Left my mark. And it was all good.
Fantastic. Now, you're very quiet, Michelle. Come on.
Well, I've just been doing a show. I do a show 5 days a week. It's like, what do you want me to say?
All right. You be quiet, then I'll talk to Paolo.
All right.
Now, you've been very busy lately, as I say. A new album.
Yeah.
Entitled The Mighty Small.
That's
and
it.
Promotional tour. Tell us about the album, Paolo. First of all, the title, The Mighty Small. Now, what's that all about?
The concept behind the title was when I came out of the last band and I approached the whole looping thing, it was really just vocals and acoustic, and I was looping up vocals. And then I sort of stumbled across, I wrote a tune years earlier that I sort of revamped and started playing that through the pedals and realised that I could build a much bigger sound. And then the concept behind it was just really to try and highlight how much you can do with how little. So even the smallest of things, or the smallest, or what you would consider the smallest, or lesser of people, or of, can be mighty and can be incredible. And that was something I wanted to convey in the title of the
album. Great message, yeah. Now, what's this about Pledge Music? Now, I don't know anything about this, but you've managed to fund the album by Pledge Music. How does that all work?
PledgeMusic.com. Okay, it's a fantastic tool for any artist to raise funds and raise support. So what you basically do, it's quite simple, the process is to get it set up. You go to them with a project, an EP, an album, or it can be anything, and you set up your project through there, and then you ask your fans and you promote it to your fans and ask them to pre-order. For example, with my album, the idea was is that please pre-order the album.
Okay.
It's out on the 26th of October. Now, some things are pre-recorded and they've done the work already, and it's and you're buying into being part of the art and part of the production. Other things, they will start production on once they reach a certain percentage of the goal. So you, once you get 100% of your pledges in, so people, enough people have bought the album for you to hit your target, then you go away and they and record your album and everything, and then you deliver it on your deadline date. So it's a good way to kind of get investment into a project so that you can get the project started.
And it also generates interest as well.
Massive.
I imagine.
Yeah, and you can set it up so you can give lots of different things away. I mean, I'm always being reminded about like lyric sheets and equipment that we use in the studio, photography that we take that doesn't make the album for no other reason. We've just got plenty of them. We've chosen something else. And all these bits that lie around, we can suddenly bring together and put them into packages so that people can go on and go, well, actually, you know, I won't just buy the album. I'll buy the album. I'll pledge for a framed copy of the lyrics. Or I think on my one, you can book a live show on there, so you can have me turn up and come play at your house for a party. Or you can buy equipment that we've used in the studio. Another one is I'll write a song. So if anybody out there wants me to write them a song for a loved one or anything, write a personal song and record a song for them. That's on there too. So all these little things you can do to encourage your fans to get involved.
Yeah, you could write me a jingle, couldn't you?
I could write you a jingle, mate. I'll do that for you.
Fantastic.
We've already done it. It's called Let Me In. It's on the album.
Okay, right. Now, for a couple of tracks on the new album, you decided you needed a backing singer.
Yes.
What happened next?
Well, I love that soulful voice, and a powerful soulful voice. And I had a few people in mind, Michelle being one of them. And it was really about just seeing whose voice fitted. And of course, I had a lot of music from various singers to listen to, and knowing Michelle as I do, I knew, I was confident that it wouldn't be a problem. She breezed through it, and my guess was right. She was absolutely fantastic. So when we came together in the studio to work on that song, on the first song, A Guiding Light, I wanted that real sort of Aretha-esque soul. I wanted it to come bleed through in the vocal, which Michelle's vocal does at every time. So that led us to go, you know, let's try and do this on this song. So I had another song called Saturday Night, which is more of a sort of 50s boppy song moves along a lot, and hopefully we'll play it on the show.
We will.
And
we will.
And I just said to Michelle, you remember, I said, we've got some doo-doo-doos. And she's like, hang on, what, you what? We've got doo-doo-doos to do on this record. And she's like, we've got to doo-doo-doo the doo-doo-doos. Yeah, yeah, okay. So that set the tone for the entire session. And then it got to a point where we were just tripping over our doo-doo-doos. We couldn't get the doo-doo out quick enough. So we're slipping all over the place on doo-doo. And but we pulled it off in the end with the help of our engineer, Simon. It was fantastic.
Well, I heard that.
It just made sense.
Heard the track for the first time this morning, Saturday night. It's fantastic. We'll be playing it later. I was dancing about, Michelle.
It is, isn't it? It's one of those.
It is good.
Yeah. Toe
tapper. So, Michelle, what was it like working with Paolo?
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Absolute pleasure. Yeah. I've heard loads of the album when I was in the studio with the guys, with Jeff. Hello, manager. Hello. You can speak as well. Just in case. It was just fantastic. Right. So, it's an amazing album, and he's a pleasure to work with. Really lovely.
She has to say all this.
And not only that, you know what it's like with some musicians that are a bit up in their own background. Am I allowed to say that? Whisper, I don't know why I whispered that. Yeah, yeah. But he's really down. He's a down-to-earth guy, and he's got an amazing talent. So it's been a privilege.
It's lovely, right? And it's Martin, is it? Martin Jeffries.
Oh, so I call Jeff. You Jeff. How rude. I'm sorry.
We were discussing earlier on.
A lot worse.
Yeah. Well, we were discussing earlier on. Martin was telling us about how he at school he would turn his first name around. And I'm going to do it on air. What was it again? What was it?
You know when you used to do at school the spelling your names backwards. Mm-hmm. Everyone must have done this. So I said my name. I've always remembered it. Nit Ram Searbridge.
Now that to me sounds slightly Indian, which is so I'm now calling him Nit Ram. But he's now Nit Ram. So Nit Ram's with us here in the studio.
And, okay. Well, prior to this morning, I'd only heard A Guiding Light, and your voices seem to just blend beautifully on that. Was that hard to achieve, or did it just sort of happen?
You're never sure. You're never sure until you get into a space with an artist and you start working on things. And I have a good range, and Shell does as well. So it was a question of us finding where we were comfortable within our ranges, and then deciding who did the high one and who did the low one, and who did, okay. Because we both got quite a broad range in our voices. I think with most of the time you kind of get an inkling when you first meet a person, because their personality will come through in their voice, regardless. In a good voice, and obviously Michelle's a fantastic personality, great laugh, and we knew it would just be easy, really. And that was we were limited for time, we were limited for availability, so it was important that we picked the right one. And I'm glad to say that Michelle came down and blew us all away. It was really easy. It really, really is. And the engineer Simon as well, who's worked with some loads and loads of singers, was just like, man, this is easy, this is great. And you know when you do something, and immediately when you start to hear it, you're like, oh, hello. That's great. Don't keep going. Sing on this one as well.
All right, well, I think we better hear some music. Are you ready to perform for us now?
Okay,
well, shall I give you a bit back?
Yes, please.
We wanted to do something just to as we love coming on the show and playing songs for you guys, and obviously I wanted to sing with Michelle. So we've picked out this classic, Dark End of the Street. By Benny King, and we hope you enjoy it. And have I got my reverb on? There we are. I'll move my chair. Sorry, I'm in the back of the room.
Is that too much?
No, that's good. That'll do. Yeah. I think that's good. Okay, here we go.
That's where we'll always meet. Living in the shadows where we don't belong. Living in darkness to hide our wrong. You and me at the dark end of the street. Know the time's gonna take its toll. We got to pay back the love we stole. It's a sin and we know it's wrong, but our love keeps coming on strong. Steal away to the dark end of the street, you and me. They're gonna find us. They're They're gonna find us. They're gonna find us. Oh, someday, you and me at the dark end of the street. You and me. And when the daytime comes around, and if by chance we're both downtown, if I should see, just walk on by. But darling, please don't cry. Tonight we'll meet at the dark end of the street. They're gonna find us. They're gonna find us. They're gonna find us. Oh, someday, you and me at the dark end of the street. You and me. You and me.
Oh, fantastic. Come on, guys. Yay. Absolutely fantastic. Do you often find yourself at the dark end of the street, Michelle?
What do you say? I'm easy.
A great performance live in the studio here from Paolo Moreno and Michelle Ward. Now, we're going to hear a couple of tracks from the new album next. But first, Paolo, you're known for your, or very well known for your live looping performances. Is the album a bit of a departure from that?
Yeah, I mean, yes. Sorry, let's, okay, let's see. I'll move closer.
That's it. Yeah,
I didn't want to take the looping tracks or the same tracks that I play when I play live. I just wanted to present the tracks in their songwriting form, so that to their best ability, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Not that the looping show isn't. It's just when you're live, 75% of a live show is in the performance, so you've got all that magic and energy and electricity there anyway to help bolster the songs. When you're taking them and breaking them down and putting them and producing them for an album, that 75% of energy and electricity isn't there, so you have to make that up in other ways.
Okay.
So it's always different when you're producing a body of work for recording purposes as opposed to live shows. So yeah, it's a departure from it, but one that I did on purpose, and I wanted to present the songs, like I say, in their best light. Sure. and in their original format rather than looping on the album.
Well, you've certainly done that from I've heard. Yeah. Now the album has a theme of home, and I know from talking to you previously on the show that you're a family man, you're a well-travelled man, you've been all around the world, but is home what's important to you now?
This may sound odd, but I've been to so many places that I think there's an element of home in every one of them I've been to.
Okay.
And although I'm from Chelmsford and from this area originally, and I love it, and you know, I always come back to it. For me, the album was about reminiscing on my childhood and me growing up and coming back years later to all the changes and the people, and in some cases, no change, and just reflecting on that, you know. And it was an album that I felt I had to get done, and I had to draw a line under and finish before I can move on to the next body of work.
Okay.
So yes, it has a strong theme about home, and it's something that I hope a lot of people can identify with, which is something I try and do in my lyrics and in my music, is just to keep it within reach of the of anybody's life, so it can be matched up and married up to anyone's experiences to a degree.
Okay.
And therefore through that give you the sense of home.
Okay, right. Well, I think we should hear a track from the... Yeah, certainly. Yeah, it does, yeah. I think we should hear a track from the album now. We've got two lined up here. Ooh. There's Saturday Night and Feet Don't Touch the Ground. What should we do first?
I don't know. Any preferences, anyone? What should we do? Let's do the... Should we do Saturday... I don't know.
Come on, Michelle.
Saturday Night.
Saturday Night, yeah. Party time. Right, so tell us about Saturday Night.
A Saturday night is about a night out in Essex on a Saturday night. And I've left out all the expletives and rude references, and just sort of there's no place on the planet like it, really, to be honest with you.
No.
You know, I mean, it really isn't. Yeah. I don't know what Kuwait's like on a Friday night, but certainly it's just, again, one of those things that anywhere you go in the world, you mention this part of. You mentioned Essex or Chelmsford. There are certain places in Brentwood and Chelmsford that if I mention on the other side of the planet, people go, oh, yeah. You think, how? But they've had some kind of event there. So Saturday night was really just about, you know, my fond memories of getting laggard on a Saturday and stumbling around like an idiot, and the music and the culture and everything blending into this wonderful cacophony of weirdos who run the streets after like lights out at 11:30.
I think they're all gathered in the studio.
Yeah. Well, there's
now,
a good
actually,
portion
yeah.
of us here, yeah. isn't there? Really, but it's
okay,
not Saturday.
That's great. Right, let's hear Saturday Night. I'm just loving that from Paolo Moreno. That is Saturday Night. Fantastic, sir.
Talking at the wrong time for that.
No, that's fine. That's all right. Right. Now, what's this thing about the Panic Awards? You kind of won it, didn't you?
I did. Sorry. Yes. I beg your pardon. Sorry, it was a while ago.
Was it?
It wasn't that long ago.
You were nominated and you won Best Solo Performer.
Solo Performer. Yeah. Panic Awards is fantastic. We do it for charity to support. I believe it's Jace Hospice. And it's organised by a dear friend of ours, Andy Poole, who's a very funny comedian and compere and well known in the Chelmsford scene. And basically, it's geared towards bringing all the artists together and getting people to get involved with the charity through them to vote for their favourite artists and people who have brought a lot to the Chelmsford music scene. Right. So it was wonderful to be nominated. Loads of fantastic artists in my category, and I'm just very privileged to have won that. I got the chance to go up and loop up on stage and go crazy, which was really good fun as well, you know.
Yeah. Well, obviously, I didn't see the competition, but I'm sure it's very well deserved that.
Thank you very much.
Excellent. And so the album's done. Mm-hmm. You're touring and promoting it.
Yep.
It's released next month. Mm-hmm. What's next for Paolo Moreno after that?
Holiday. No, bed. okay, so we've got a lot of touring and PR and marketing work to do with the album. As always, it's getting it ready for live performance is cool. That's what we're doing next. There's a whole load of dates coming up from London shows up and down the country. I'll give you a quick run of them. They are on the website.
Yeah.
3rd of October, King's Arms in Freighting, which is Colchester way. 4th of October, Fox and Hounds in Northampton. We're at O'Neill's on the 5th for a good friend of mine, Dave McPherson from In Me. Brentwood boy, it's his birthday, so we're all getting together to have a bit of a shindig.
Oh,
so come down and join him for that.
Yeah.
8th of October at the workshop in Hoxton, London, Acklam Market and Portobello on the 11th of October, Finsbury on the 21st of October, and then obviously the 25th Brentwood Centre with Joe.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And the only other date I have to add to that, and I must say this because I keep getting told off for forgetting it, is we do a Christmas party every year where I play and I bring in a band from outside who I've either toured with or played with. This year we've got a fantastic act called the Burning Codes who are coming down from Peterborough to join me at the basement in Chelmsford on the 5th of December.
Okay.
It's a ticketed affair, but you can grab them on the door. And we basically party on until the early wee hours. So we try and say to everyone who's been involved, you know, you're not on the radio that night, Bob, you're going to be there as well.
Okay.
So we all get together.
I'm
there.
That's it.
And we have a big old knees up. So and hopefully this year I'm hoping to drag Michelle up and sing a few numbers, and I'm hoping to get a few other artists up to join me and have a bit of a jam. So that
sounds
should be crazy.
Wonderful. Now you've got your own website, YouTube channel. You're very active on social media. Can you give us some details?
Yeah, of course. The website is www.paolomoreno. That's spelled paolomorena.com. YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, you can find all of that through my website. As it's very easy, just on the front page, just click on whichever one you want. With regards to social media, I'm just trying to think. We do a lot of social media. I mean, we go crazy on social media. You have to. It's like our main connection to our fan base and that. And thankfully, Martin, my manager, is a great advocate of that and works really hard in keeping that busy, as we both do. And I think it's a lifeline for most artists. It's something that you need to promote and push. You need to be on there doing stuff. I personally find it quite strange to highlight every small little unimportant thing I'm doing with the day, in that, like Twitter, for example. You know, right, but I've had to get my head around doing that recently. You know, like eating a bowl of soup or sitting on toilet or whatever. You know, I just think, who's interested in this guy? Who could possibly be? Oh, hang on a minute, Paolo's eating some soup. We'll all eat. Everyone get soup. I don't know how that works, but you know. We do it all anyway.
Fantastic. All right. Now, and the new album, The Mighty Small, it's out on the day after the Brentwood Mine concert, isn't it? The 26th of October.
26th.
Where can we get it?
You can go on. This is a fantastic thing about Pledge Music. You can go to Pledge Music and pre-order your copy of the album. And when you pre-order your copy of the album, it's very simple. I'll give you the website address in a second. You can go on there, and as a pre-ordering customer, we've put four tracks from the album up there for you to listen to in advance. Right. They're pre-mastered tracks, still very good, and they'll be on the album. And we've also put up downloads. So there's a fantastic, what I call a mashup, which is when I take two songs and stick them together in one track and kind of put them together. So I've done a Gnarls Barkley Crazy and Benny King Stand By Me mashup on there, which just kicks songs, even if I say so myself. And that's free to download on there as well. And basically, how do you get to all this fantastic stuff? You need to go to the Pledge Music site. The email website address is www.pledge, as in the Polish, music.com/projects. /Paolo Morena, and I believe that will be on the Phoenix site at some point later on. And
we'll put
it on ours as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's yes, please, Pledge, please come and grab a copy and join us in Brentwood or any of the other shows when you get a chance.
All right, great. Well, Mr. Paolo Morena.
Well, Mr. Bob.
Michelle Ward.
Hello, Bob.
Thank you so much for performing for us today. It was sublime. It was fantastic.
You're always welcome. Thank you for having us.
We've got one more track to play from the album. Mm-hmm. This is Feet Don't Touch the Ground.
Yep.
Just introduce this one for us, Paolo.
This was written for... specifically, the idea came from a friend of mine, who's a fellow traveller and is expat, lives abroad now. And like myself, before I settled and found my if you like, home base. And it's about people who just... they never seem to settle. Home is the road for them, and moving around is the road for them, and that's where the idea and the concept for this song came along.
Okay, fantastic. Well, thanks very much for coming
in
today.
It's always a pleasure.
Good luck with the album and all your future projects.
Appreciate it.
Okay, it's Paolo and Feet Don't Touch the Ground.